Well, this is 2 men and foggy lawned, busted about catching a Loch Ness monster. John McGregor and Bertie Tate, better known in my story as Tate and Mac. It was 1933 in Nice, all Nissy first at shore face, and there's folks that claim that ever since all Nissy's humps have got a glimpse. Now there lived 2 men called Tate and Mac, and I swore the monster they would tack. Says Tate will quickly hear nailed, for plenty of their folk has failed. Now Tate and Mac were wily men, it was little that they didna ken, but ae thing he didna ken at least, auld Nissy was a cunning beast. Now they set out the day was fine, they'd a great big rod and us thick line. Says Mac, as little time will pass, afore we're here on the grass. They went up through for us wee great haste, for that men they had no time to waste. There was nothing either in their heed but to catch that monster wee great speed. And as they got up to Inverness, the news had spread right through that place. It was there they got enormous sponsor, for they were sure that men would catch the monster. And when they got up to the Loch Ness side, old Nessie's e'en they opened wide. She says it's time that I had gone, for here's 2 men fae foggy lawn. But she says they looked 2 stupid lumps, and I couldna care less than 2 humps, for a' their rods and fishing gear. When they get him, I'll aye be here. Nissy says their bait is far too sma', for I could eat it, and them and a', and this loch I'm sure belongs to me, and I'll bide here till the day I die. Now that men fished for days with no success, and Mac he says with a solemn face, I doot all Nissy's left in this. She must ha' seen all Bertie's face. But Nissy watched them go on him. They looked to her like broken men. They wanna bother me again. They'll get smaller fish much nearer him. And when they got back to Inverness, says Tate will have us folk to face. And all them here did a sponsor. They'll look gay queer when we have no monster. And when they got him to foggy tune, with gloomy faces and looking doon, they get a war talk, ye brave men, but they wanna try such a trick again. Now aim and Andre come to ken, says he, this must be 2 great men. This could have been their life no less, if they hadna left Nissy in the Ness. But they say Max boxed a submarine, we'll catch her yet, her Aberdeen. Tate says we'll hae another try, though we've to pump the Loch Ness dry.